מה יש לנו עוד לעשות?
What else do we have to do? When will we start to study the lessons for the convention, sir?
לא שומע.
I don't hear.
About 2 days.
What 2 days? They're not ready yet at all?
3 lessons are more or less ready.
3 lessons, can we start the first lesson? The second, the third, doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, possible.
You're saying it as if you don't want to pass it on to us. There's some kind of a problem.
I need a little more time to prepare the rest.
We're not talking about preparing the rest. Without preparing the rest. Open for us the gate. We already prayed. You bring us a lesson for tomorrow. Bring it such that I can check it.
Okay.
Okay. So until midnight. So I have time to go over it. You don't have to collect too many excerpts there. It's enough. 12, 13 tops. Clear, yes? What length will the lessons be? There? According to the schedules? An hour and a half? 2? 3? Who knows? No? Who's responsible for this? There's no one here. Wonderful. It's a sign that it's truly all in Europe.
Yes, today we gathered right after the morning meal, and we were working as every day. And yeah, we thought what will be our next steps, what we'll be doing in the nearest days and further on, how we can serve the friends. And we all felt, all the friends from the World Kli as well, who were connected as every day, that Anepir managed to put it in a few sentences. So if you allow, we would like to read that. And we see it as a gift to all of you by thanking for all your efforts, for what you did. Your support was enormous, and our group, our society is so great that. So, if you agree, we would like to give this gift, this gratefulness that we were talking today in this lesson. And to express it in several sentences.
Ну, אני כבר לא יכול לעצור אותך. בבקשה.
Well, I can't stop you already. Please.
Marcus, מה אתה צוחק?
Marcus, what are you laughing?
כן, no.
Okay.
Yes, well.
What we summarized about the goal and the operation of the European 10. The European 10 is something in my heart and mind. I continuously feel them and yearn to their connection. If there are facilities or structures that facilitate my heart and mind, we will use them accordingly. The operational goal for the Core 10 is to be an example for our friends and to see where we can add. What does this mean practically? One, to be always in the morning lesson and also to ask questions. Specifically questions from the collective feeling because we are fed by what is happening in Europe and more or less in the Kli Olami. Two, to be attentive to the local ten and all the friends in Europe. This means to remain active in European and group meetings and activities so friends will feel our presence. Three, to be ready. We found out that in every moment things can change and that we want to add what's really needed in the moment. So we are ready. And four, to feed Rav in a way that he feels Europe. How do we do this? One, to meet once a week. It will be a continuation of our sessions that we had here with the World Kli and our European friends. And two, to verbally report from Europe 10 in the lesson once a week. And the Europe 10, those are the friends who are for that moment always in the morning lesson.
Yudit pashut kadva.
Yudit wrote the first lessons every day. The first lesson during the light is going to be 2 hours and a half.
2.5 hours for a lesson?
The first lesson of every day, and the rest of the lessons will be 2 hours.
2.5 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours. Okay, good. Good. So tomorrow we can already start studying in the morning, the first lesson. Yes?
The second lesson is also ready.
The second. Okay, fine. So we'll do the second. So that's already going to be. We have that already. What do you mean? Send it to me. I'll finalize it.
In the subjects, we have few subjects of lessons. We didn't see that it was completely decided.
I should have not 8 lessons, but 12. And we'll choose throughout the convention. I usually change quite a lot. Especially if I come to a convention before an animal that I'm not familiar with. Let's say, for example, everyone changes. I don't want to say for a bad or for a good, but it's different. And then, accordingly, I always change the excerpts, the text, the length, add different forms of expression. There's no choice. You need to be close to the listeners. I'm glad that I'll have in front of me the European Kli, not the Israeli Kli. The Israelis will sit in the backyard. In the backyard. And they'll sit in front of me, the Europeans. No, it's not the backyard. It's a nice area. It's next to the rubbish bins, but it's nice. It's suitable. So what do I want to say? There really will be changes. I'm going only according to my feeling. C says I need to finalize the lessons, to prepare. He can think that he's managing this. Okay. That's it. So tomorrow we'll start the second, third lesson, doesn't matter what. We'll start arranging this. And by that we will advance. From tomorrow is Tuesday, I'm with you for another week and a half until the next week, and then until the week after that. Then I'm flying. So we need to finish the lessons by then. We need to at least go through them once to make them clear, corrected, until we can make fixes. We'll do it. Are there questions about that? No. Okay, good.
We have 880 people who register for the Congress.
It's too many people.
It's very big. It's a huge Congress.
That's too much. That's too much. You see? Yes. Even without the Israelis, which are 300. 500 from Europe. Yes?
And also 43 Turkish friends got their visas.
Yeah, good, very good.
500 Europeans.
500 Europeans, very good. Very good. All right, they have no questions. You're not asking. Except for two. Danny, what do you want?
Can I ask about the workshop that we had?
Yes.
You told us that you have a line of thought, a process that you see, and you're leading us through it. Sometimes it is clear to me after the workshop. For instance, today it was a very profound workshop. I felt that we're going through something. I didn't understand the process, the question. Does it seem important for you that we do understand the process or try to?
That I did?
Let's say now we've been through something. I feel this way. I don't understand what. I don't understand the process. Is it important for the 10 to try and scrutinize what we've been through?
No, no. You'll floor what you went through. You'll floor what you went through if you do that. Yes.
Roy said that there will be 500 Europeans. Now, in the last, throughout this month, with the friends from Europe who came here and gave us this gift throughout the month, we were very much directed towards the students of the morning lesson. How many out of the 500 friends who are going to be there are related to the morning lesson? I don't know.
How many? Maybe 10%.
So my question is, how do you prepare for the work for the rest who don't see the morning lesson every day? What are your purpose that they will be there? You're happy that they're going to be there. You were very much inspired. 500 people are coming.
I need to give them materials in a varied way. That even though it's difficult, it still needs to be clear. And if it's not clear, then it needs to be emotional. Then it will be emotional. That's how they'll receive it. I think that I came to Italy. And even though I know the Italian kli, for a while I was there many times, in the north, in the south, in all different areas, in different places. I gave lessons and workshops, but still every time it's new. Every time it's new. And I needed to suit myself to them. To such an extent that we canceled two of our planned lessons. And we did something completely different. Italian style. You saw. That's it. Now, what can happen here? It could be. It could be that it's more aimed at the European style, that we don't really understand how we need to twist or turn it or bend over towards it. I don't know, but we'll see when we get there. We can't know this in advance. I can't make myself a European. I can't. It's difficult. Even when I go to Russia, I can't make myself a Russian, because it's a new and different animal than what I am. I come from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then I suit myself to here or to there. You understand? That's the way it is. So we'll see. Most important is that they understand that they came to connect, and in their connection to come closer to revelation of the Creator. That's it. That they know, more or less. Well, we'll try. I have no problem. And you, the Israelis that are going to be there, you need to help from the inside, quietly, in your desire. And I'm not going to look at you, I'm going to look at the Europeans.
No. Ken?
What's with you? Yes? I need to know that you want to ask, that you're weeping, that you're... Yes?
In the last workshop, we felt strongly that we're in a state of satiation, almost intoxicated from what's happening on the table. And on the other hand, in Europe, there's a world that nothing can go through.
Hold on, I don't get it. Go on, explain.
What we get here during the lesson, how can we give it to Europe so that they will be able to drink it as much as they can, pleasantly, so that they will have a daily strength, and we supposedly were given beaten up and we throw to the sand. How do we...
I don't understand your allegoric tongue. Speak directly.
There is a huge gap between this table to the same table of our friends in Europe. Here we receive a river into the table, and in Europe they don't get even a drop of it. How do we make it so that there will be a flow without any pressure, a right kind of flow, pleasant flow for those who are out there in Europe, so that they will grow?
Look, I don't care if it's Europe or Africa. I care about the desire. If this desire is not prepared, it's not processed, then nothing will help. It can be Frenchman or Swedish. It can be an African or from someone from Honolulu or from who knows where. It doesn't matter. What matters is to what extent this has already gone through this processing of his desire, this, and if he hasn't been through it, then he hasn't. So it'll be a convention which they'll understand somewhat, they'll feel somewhat, but it's all according to preparation. They're not coming to... Look, I like listening to classical music. From on channel 69. But I can't imagine that people come to such concerts who don't know anything about that. Otherwise they can't enjoy it. It's not attractive. It's not for them, etc. So I hope that those people that are coming to the convention, they have some kind of preparation. It all depends on preparation. I'm turning to those friends who are now in front of us, we have 2 weeks, that they need to share as much as they can about all of those who come to the convention. We need to open maybe within these 2 weeks until the convention, there's 2.5 weeks to open up a quick, expedited campus maybe, so that they'll have explanations. These lessons are not yet translated? No. Okay, so... So tomorrow morning, we're going to have lesson 2 translated to all languages. Excellent. So we need to send them, to send this to everyone, to place this
in
the Congress site in Sviva Tova.
Sviva Tova, where else?
And we also send it through study material email.
And even send it personally to each person who signed up to the convention. And we'll do as much as we can. I'm for you to talk about these lessons all the time. There is a difference if they hear it now or if they'll hear it during the convention. I don't care that they'll know this, and I'm not looking for any surprises. A surprise is for a person when he's connected more and more and more. Then he reaches surprises. These are the surprises that we need to search for. That is why explain to them as much as possible. All these verses and... It's not like in tests that we give different problems that need to be solved in mind, and also not in one emotion, but also in a mutual emotion. That's what we bring them. And before that, they need to understand what it's talking about. And there, they'll have a new atmosphere, a new society. And even if we go over it 1,000 times, it'll still be different. Even those that have been studying here for 10 years, they'll sit there in a different atmosphere. And for them, it'll be something that they reveal, and it will be new to them. So that's clear, right? Okay, so at least tomorrow, lesson number 2, with all the translations in all languages, and with its distribution. Yes, and around that lesson, there should be a lot of talk and a lot of materials so that it will be clear with questions and answers, etc. What, Coleman?
There's a question from the women organization about the morning lesson. Can I ask?
Morning lesson, women's organization, what?
Today you told Gilken them about the women's tent, and you recommended to build chosen tents for women who have an outstanding desire. And the women's team is asking, they want to clarify it now or after the Congress.
What are the
criteria for women? How can you examine how meticulous, how serious they are?
According to participation. I don't care what she thinks inside, the woman. And also a man. Nastani thinks at home without coming to a lesson, constantly thinking about the Creator, revelation of Shekhinah, concern... sitting at home. So this isn't important for me, his frustrations, or maybe he's doing a correction of midnight until the morning, I don't know. He comes, he doesn't come, he doesn't. I understand that for women it needs to be a different calculation. They have children, they have family. But according to their seriousness. I don't look if they come or don't come to the lesson, no. Only according to what extent a woman can participate overall, mainly in dissemination. The force of the woman is in dissemination. a man, he attains the income, makes a living, and the woman uses what he brings. So we learn and draw the light that reforms, and the women need to spread it as much as possible, as broadly as possible, in all different forms of dissemination. Yes.
In Petah Tikva, the women's day at 10 match the men's 10. You think that the chosen 10s for women are better than...
I don't know. I'm not getting into that. Leave me alone. I'm not going to get into that. I gave some guidelines, and that's it. All the rest, they should do as much as they can. But if they will deal with this all the time, then it's better that they just separate and won't be at all, here at all. They need to gather only in order to disseminate. That's it. A woman who studies in order to study or in order to attain something herself, that's a klipa, that's a shell. A man should, a woman shouldn't. A woman isn't checked according to knowledge or attainment, but only to the extent that she begets, meaning to the extent that she disseminates.
Another question about the convention in Europe. How can the European women help the European men to organize the European continent as one group or 1-10?
They need to work with them together as much as they can. I don't know. They should find between themselves, however they think. I'm not getting into that. I'm not an usher.
There's also gratitude. Dear Rav, thank you for those lessons and your sense of humor, which is very inspiring. Thank you so much to the entire world, Kli. Next question.
They're laughing at me, eh?
Ken.
Yes.
What is the intention in the expression, the Creator is the will to bestow? If the Creator has a desire, does it mean that He has a will to receive? If I give Him contentment, will He be happy or not?
The Torah speaks in the language of people. We know nothing of the Creator, just as I don't know of what is going on here. I speak of how I perceive something that exists, or maybe exists, but I have some kind of impression from something that for me, in my mind, here in the back of my mind, in this photographic device, that's how it seems to me. That's what we're talking about. It's also how we talk about the Creator. The Creator feels, laughs, is happy, gets angry, comes closer, becomes further. All of these terms are terms that are within us only. What happens outside of that? I don't know. Will I know? No, I won't, because I'm a created being.
So what does the Creator want?
The Creator wants you to attain Him to the extent He created you. As He created you, to that extent you will attain Him, according to equivalence.
Next question. How to distinguish good and bad in order to reduce the evil and increase goodness to receive all the treasures of the Creator?
Need to treat both good and bad in a very practical manner. You need the good and you need the bad. There is no preference of good over bad or bad over good, but they both need to be together. Both darkness and light, they need to stabilize the correct picture for us.
How do we gather all the lights and turn them into atzeret, into assembly?
By connecting together. By that we received, welcomed all the guests, all the ushpizin. We collected these 7 discernments, and now Malchut, we're finishing its correction on Shmini Atzeret, the 8th day of the assembly. And by that, we reach correction. From now onwards, we start this new circle where correcting ourselves on a higher round, which is called a new year. From this day onwards, we start reading the Torah. And again, corrections.
What is the purpose of the European Convention?
The purpose of the European Convention is to take a great step, a very important one, for the unity of all of the people in the world to a single clear, in order to reveal a single Creator, in order to give Him contentment. And by that, of course, we'll bring goodness to all the created beings. If we will succeed to an extent in Europe, you will see positive results everywhere. And God forbid the opposite, because we see how everything is really escalating and deteriorating. This process is just, it's accelerating faster and faster. All right. No questions. Yes, mister, you recently are... Go on.
Rav, I want to continue, Coleman. What is the revelation of the Creator for women?
Revelation of the Creator for human beings is that when they feel themselves, they're included in the upper force, and it acts on them on all levels of their reality, in mind and in heart, in their desires and their thoughts, and He activates them in everything. That is considered the revelation of the Creator. That's in the created being. That the created being finds that the Creator controls him in everything except for a single point. And this point is called the root of the soul. That is what the Creator gave a person. This point, this spark, from which a person can observe how the Creator fulfills everything, arranges everything, and does everything.
I just heard that men have to attain and women should disseminate.
I'm talking about that work, about the work that needs to be done. Yes, the women's work is more towards dissemination. Men need to study and to connect among each other, and in such a way to reveal the Creator in practice through the connection between them. Women also need that, but they're not obliged. Women are freed from commandments that are time-dependent. Their advancement is through receiving from the men, by supporting the men, then a woman by supporting the man, but in a way that she's helping, she's supporting, not doing the same, but helping. By that, she receives from the men everything they have. Just like a woman dwells in the house, so she has a house, she has her children, she has the living that is given to her income. And she has everything, but she needs to arrange the house, the bait, which is the kli. Resembles the kli. That's why the main action of the women is dissemination. Collecting the kli.
What's the connection between the revelation of the Creator and the revelation of evil?
Revelation of the Creator and revelation of evil. The fact that a person discovers how evil he is, that is the clue, in which he'll later on reveal the Creator.
The revelation of the Creator is not the same as revealing evil?
No, it's not the same. The Creator is the force of bestowal, the force of love, of knowledge, sensation, development. That is the Creator. That's how He's felt in us. But before, in order to reveal that, we need to reveal this deficiency for it. And that is exactly the kli for revelation of the Creator. All the troubles, the problems, the emptiness.
We constantly reveal the evil.
We reveal the evil, meaning to the extent that we are not in suited to the Creator.
So if I keep revealing the evil, how do I reveal the Creator then?
If that is considered the advantage of light out of darkness, that the more you reveal evil, you understand it's evil because it's opposite of the Creator.
And how do I enjoy from that?
How do you enjoy from that? How should I know?
How to enjoy revealing evil and wanting to give contentment to the Creator?
If you reveal evil, then you can enjoy that too, because you discover how opposite you are from the Creator. Meaning you have a connection to the Creator, but for now, from the backside of it, from the posterior.
Ken.
Yes.
This place of assembly, Atzeret, you said that 9 Sefirot are ready, and they draw all the lights that are ready into the Patsuf. And that happens by the prayer of many. Is it connected, related?
Yes.
No.
I have
a question about the European Convention, but before I want to say, according to what Chanoch said, that this table receives a river of light and there they get only a drop. I was in Europe. I participated with few workshop with the France team, and I can say that people who participate regularly in the lessons, there is no difference. They are the exact same thing in terms of understanding. In Shabbat, we prepared questions and topics for the lessons, full participation. So the friends who participate, it's exactly the same thing. They receive everything. So it refers only to those who do not participate. Now I have a different question. Now we are preparing for the European Congress for a long time, even before the holidays. In 2 weeks, we'll have the Congress. Congress is over. How do we keep taking care of those friends? Because according to our experience, other things will come up, local dissemination or something else, and naturally we will forget about them, and it won't be the same intensity as we have now. And the friends there, I have a feeling that it will weaken them, all of them, or some of them. So how to keep taking care of them?
On the one hand, I know that no matter how much I invest in growing a child, he needs to become more and more independent. And then he goes into his life and he acts on his own behalf, and he becomes one with freedom of choice. He becomes responsible for his actions, and you can even come and with claims to him, why do you do this, why are you doing that, not like towards a little child or baby. So the thing is, they need to grow, and to the extent they grow, they become independent. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we hope that we'll work more together, we together with the European clique, that will connect to such an extent to all of the organizations, to all of these European circles, tens, etc., men, women, and more, everything that there'll be, so that we'll have something that is common. That what we do in Israel, these things here are very specific, but they take from us everything that they can, and we from them or through them. In other words, we'll need to work in a more, in a tighter way. That is related to study and dissemination. What's related to the connection in the tens, there we have nothing to talk about. This is a must, because the spiritual correction can be only in such a way. That's how it's revealed. So I think that you need to know what to create, new systems, to do something else. I don't know. I have no idea. But you'll need to think about it. You'll need to think. That's it. It's possible. I'd like to see here in front of me, on the screens, all the tents, all the groups that we have in Europe, and their full participation. Please? Yes, Yaakov.
You mentioned earlier that an important thing we should do is to prepare those who participate in the Congress so that we'll go through preparation. Which kind of preparation?
Do you know the topics we're going to be going through in the lesson?
Soon we will know more.
I'm asking, do you know now?
Yeah, we have some things which are already decided.
What do you need to be finalized?
You're asking if the Europeans know, the friends in Europe? I'm not sure. I have to ask you that.
Well, you see, so to what extent are you involved with Europe? Through Yudit, you answered nicely. So I don't accept that if you take upon yourselves an organization of the of Europe, then I don't need to ask anyone but you. Or you connect to each other more people. But you can't work in such a way that this is and this isn't in a selective way. Do we belong to it or do we not? No such thing. Now, we are heading towards the convention. And you need to act in such a way that everyone will know what they're doing, what we're talking about, to chew it up, to explain it, everything. Because when I give a workshop, I'll certainly hear new things because of the new connection and not because of the topic. We don't have many topics in the wisdom of Kabbalah. But on every degree, in every new level of youth, of coarseness, it already seems as something new. And that's what we need.
After the European friends know about the topics of the Congress, what's next?
No next.
Just to tell them so that they will know what we're talking about. That is the preparation for the European Convention.
They need to go through all these things, read them a few times, each one separately, and maybe even make workshops of that. Just as we're going to do it here. I don't want to even talk about it too much. It has to be so clear already that if it's not clear, so it's not good that you're taking care of it. I'm serious.
What?
More. Yeah?
There are a few questions about the work of Women's Ten.
Yeah.
Can the Creator be revealed in the connection between women in a ten when they pray for each other, for instance?
Also in women's tens, the Creator can be revealed like in men's tens. But the kind of participation is different in what it is for men. Because the will to receive of a woman in its character, not entirely. The will to receive is a will to receive. But its type, it's different than the will to receive of a man. That's why there are different mitzvot for a man and different mitzvot for a woman. That's it. The woman is relieved from mitzvot that are according to time. She doesn't need talit and tefillin and all kinds of things. Meaning the whole all actions to continue the upper light is to men. And the main part of the actions for receiving the lights are upon the women. Yeah.
What is the right work of women in the convention? Because in a Congress, we don't deal with dissemination, but connection.
The women, and mainly Israeli women, because it's a lot of them, they need to show all the European women, if it's desired, from the European women, that they came to strengthen them, to warm them up, to encourage them. It's like a group of cheerleaders on the football field to warm them up, to hold them up, to want it to happen, to project that warmth.
A question from the virtual attend. Throughout the year, we don't get to meet physically, and at the convention, we think that we will finally be able to sit together and not mix with other tens. This is the virtual ten from Europe. What do you think of?
I also think so.
But if I understand correctly, in the convention, we're going to have mixed tens.
No, if there are such cases like this, so obviously not. Let's say a certain country that they can't ever meet for a year, like they said. So obviously, yes. Yes, of course. I don't think that... We have to think about it. We have to speak about it. Is it worth spreading out the Italians between all the Europeans, or let them all be together in tents? Because they understand, they feel each other better. It'll be easier for them to connect. They'll work later on together in the connection. And we can't, to such an extent, break up the languages. It is very difficult on people. So we have to think how to do it and how they'll speak later. Let's say Italy, it's 100 million people. Where can they? They're all scattered between them. No, we have to think. Yes, Gil.
It's a question from abroad. What is the purpose of women's tents? Are they supposed to work like men's tents?
Yes. Yes, of course, yes. Also in drawing the lights and building the vessels and building the tent and everything. But again, I'm saying it's difficult for them. I don't know as much as they can make it work out. It happened very rarely in our history, thousands of years ago. It's very difficult. Women still, it's every woman is its own entity. She can't be connected. In her will to receive of the woman, there's an estate where she's connected to other women. What can you do? That's how it's built. That's why we don't put such conditions. Wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't do it. Meaning, woman is the home. And we need to draw all the lights. And the women that participate with us, they will be the vessel that receives these lights. Yeah.
If I understand the question correctly, let's say men, we have a daily task that we do together. We have tens of chats and talks. Are women supposed to do the same thing?
If they have time for it, yes. But if not, so no. It's mitzvot that are connected to time. More? Yeah.
Yes, Rav, we really want to take care of the social aspects within Europe, to take care of the friends, and to use this also as preparation for the Congress.
Jen?
Yeah?
No?
Yes, so that's... we feel
What was this declaration? I don't understand.
I'm saying we have talked about this and really feel also seeing the questions here that this is a role we really feel and want to do with the friends, and we would like let's say your advice on this, how to proceed further.
About what? European connection? A connection between men, between women, we just talked to what? What is it? Social work? I don't understand.
Okay, this is about, let's say, the men connect. So we have, let's say, we take care of the friends, the chavarim, take care of, let's say, the morning lessons. We take care of all, so let's say, that they participate more in the morning lesson, prepare all the friends for the Congress. And that's about the chavarim, and we want to take care of that part. Maybe we can call it the spiritual part.
Again, no.
Yeah, and that's the question: how to take care of the men in Europe?
Yes.
Sheila.
Question. How do we take care of the men in Europe?
No.
Come on, question for everybody. Let's say we have men in Europe. How do we take care of them?
We spoke even in the morning when we met in the aquarium about this topic. There were many discussions because Europeans are very democratic people. So we want to solve the problems first democratic, but then we recognize this will lead to nothing. And we saw that if we follow the advice from Raf, that the most important thing is the morning lesson. So we recognize that because there was a question how can we empower friends, or how can we draw friends to this importance? And we recognized in the workshop that it only can be through envy, lust, and honor. So an example that they reach this importance because everybody have a different level of regiment, of desire. And Raf said it very clear. There is only just one direction to work in this, like to be this spearhead who is marching forward.
We have everything needed. We really have a lot of work ahead of us. And we need the whole World League to support the unification of the European groups. We need the whole World League to support this Congress. I don't think we need to do anything special or anything other than that.
I also agree. I think we should unify. This is what we can do for each other, and it starts with the work from myself towards the friends, wherever I am.
And, well, we can, if we know in advance that things will happen, for instance, that after a congress we will experience a descent in the form of an ascent, or the other way around, that we already create, for instance, certain duties or events or whatever just to counteract. But really, the men in Europe are made for their work. This is what I like to believe. So I totally agree. I don't feel that we should help them or something like this.
Yeah, very similar thoughts. Since I left the diplomatic service, I also can see, like Jürgen started, I don't believe in democracy. That doesn't work like this. We have Kabbalistic principles, things that work, and through many years we tested from our practice what can make groups stronger. And we have big examples, we know how it works, what to do. Basically, this today's meeting, our meeting when we were speaking about plants, it was the easiest because it's nothing that we should invent or we see it from the situation. Of course, it will be updates, let's say every time we'll meet, we'll by feeling the friends, their needs, we will know how to move on. I have, in this time, I'm completely confident and calm. Yeah, we just need to renew this concern every time.
We have very strong men in Europe, and if they gather and they are full in the morning lesson, they will form a huge force and attraction, let's say, force that many friends will pull them to the morning lesson. And also other things will start. Once the men are all in the morning lesson, it will feed dissemination, it will feel much more things. So I think it's very important to really focus on the connection of, let's say, the really strongest core of the men of Europe, and unite and really connect. You know, it's so important that we bundle together and form one big example.
First of all, we need to reach to create confidence and trust in all the men in Europe, because as you hear, you come like fully trust, and you are coming like we want to participate. And as we know, not everyone in Europe, we say men, are ready. They are not all in this state. And this is also one of our aim, to build this trust, that they will really feel that we care for them. Then we need very much to learn how to participate with the structure of that is already existing, where the administration structure, that we need to work with them, I say with them, really in a common way. Because this will build also the trust, when the friends in Europe will see that every one is working towards one goal, they will feel it. And the best is the care, yeah? The care and the trust.
First of all, we need to clarify what do we have right now in Europe, what tents existing we have, and to continue, don't destroy, but try to add something new, like one common system, system of tents. So we need help from Israel. And There are a lot of questions. What ends? It should be frames, morning lessons, maser, dissemination. For what frames we're creating or adding something new? There's really a lot of questions, but I suggesting that, and we have different experiences, for example, in Baltic countries, Balkans, and France, Germany, England, so we need to sit together, try to clarify what situation do we have and how can we improve all system. How we today talked about a lot of hours spent, yes, and I think that what and the course suggested that Domas and Anna Pierre, we need to continue now and all clarify in till the Congress, and in Congress it will be we need to confirm it.
Yeah, when I listen to the friends right now, image came up to my mind like such an icebreaker. Who is going forward on the beginning, only there is this masses of ice. But if he is making this line, all the other boats can follow. And I think what we... Had now, we also have to see what we have in Europe now.
How can we use the Congress to build a system that takes care of Europe? How can we use, during the Congress maybe, use the time of the Congress to also build, parallel to the Congress, a system that afterwards will manage and watch over Europe? Think.
Well, at the Congress, I think the first one, the most foremost important thing is that the friends who were here share their impressions how important it is to work together with Israel, with Petah Tikva, because in history there was always a lack or a misunderstanding. Europeans wanted to solve everything by their own, but the guys who were here, they felt how much important the society here is, how much this taking care is important, because only then the light can flow.
Sí, crear los mecanismos de que nos permitan un mayor contacto.
We need to create systems of connection, because this is what we lack, connection. Such a connection that was made here between the different tents, different countries. And besides, I think that when that happens, everything else will happen as well. The need will appear, and the solutions as well.
I also feel that we should aim for the interconnectivity between tents or groups or even countries. This is something we could develop towards the Congress, but and even have like an outcome of the Congress that certain tents really take care of each other. We see that sometimes, or most of the times nowadays, we cannot solve the problem within the tent, but we need someone, a tent from the outside, to help us solve the problem in the tent. This is really nature. And also what's being revealed, we're on the moment that there is like a feud between like a tent or a person and another Kli or another country or even this. So you see that in my limited perception, it's arising that we need now focus on the interconnection between entities to come to a new state of unity.
Yes, each of us here in this tent and the guys who really are active, we have a strong feeling and clearness in various ways of how we can improve it. How can we ensure this goal? What's in the question? Building the system. For example, I've been for almost five years in Kazakhstan, in Nur-Sultan. It's there. The country is as big as Europe, but dispersed among many towns and villages. Friends living, also let's say various entities, but let's say not so divided as in Europe. But there are some hints and good things that we can learn from each other. In America, again, it's like very very different people and like by mentality living. Something to learn from each other. The same with Israel, this is what I wanted to say in short. Basically, we're building spiritual identity, which should be stronger above all the obstacles, all the differences, all the distances, and so on. If it will be stronger when the rest of the then it will live.
Yes, exactly. It's what's missing in Europe is a direct line, a spiritual line of friends really connecting. So we have their direct feeling with Raf, feeling also what the need is of Raf, and giving Raf that, and also organize things so that the friends connect. And this line. The other line, what's already exists, is a management line. Everything goes through the management filter, and it feels as if we spiritual development is, I think, not possible through the management factory line, which is laying in Europe right now. There should be a spiritual line, what we're developing now, and so we can really connect. With each other, care for each other, care for each other in the morning lesson, have let's say the right galaxies, zooms to be able to connect with the friends together in Europe. This is very important, and report to the RAF every week and care for the friends and create things what the friends need, and also that we can listen through our connection to what the RAF is really telling us through our connection, and that we can implement this with the friends together. This spiritual line we really need. The factory is already there, and if we connect more and more and more, we will also need the factory more and more and more, because then there is a reason for dissemination.
I think that it's very good point that now I feel in the last weeks we started to build like the European board, but it's very clear that, let's say, the old systems didn't get used to this board that has to cover everything, the factory line and the spiritual line. It has to be under this, not under, but all the information has to flow, because you cannot strengthen the 10 or the men in Europe without that you know what, how the structure is working, how, without that you connect to Petah Tikva, to Rav, and then also the structure, the factory cannot work really without getting spiritual input, without feeling the men in Europe. Every those system we have to put inside one system which called the European board. And I'm so happy that you are here in Israel, that now we see that we have so much power in Europe to strengthen the spiritual the importance of the goal and all this in Europe, and it's important that everything will work inside this board. No, everything will be like one board.
I expecting that in the Congress we can raise importance of the tents, that they have possibility to felt in the Congress how much important the tool is, like 10, how it's very important the Kli, and it's the Kli who is calls our 10. So when we raise this importance, we will feel the lack we don't have. We need to build it, because it's our all work to continue to practically to work in the right way, to work in a 10 and to have strongest 10 in all Europe. So I think that we can in the Congress to feel this field of the tents, how it's important, these tents, and how is important all this work in this tent, in the tents.
Rav, how do we have to cause the women unity in Europe? The women, the unity of European women, how can we help that? Please.
How can we help them? I don't know, but we just have to listen what Rav explains. So he advises that we create also such a spiritual tent for women that have such a leading format. They adhere to Rav, to the lessons, that they know that they work for connection, but not for domination. And then I think if they work together like we did it, we even didn't know what is this connection. This is something new what we explored. And then they will reveal that maybe then they come to this feeling like a mother to the kids between them.
No tengo mucha idea de cómo eso, cómo podemos ayudar nosotros en ese sentido.
I don't really have an idea how we can help them. I understand that they are very active and very organized, and that the European women are already connected. I don't know if this is how it truly is, but this is the impression I get, so I don't know how we can help them.
I think that what we see or what we perceive in the unity of the women and how men's and women's work is now arranged, that is really an outcome of the connection between us. And sometimes I have the idea that women are directed to men's work because men are lacking this work. So if we really want to influence the system in the right way, that we all can be complementary to each other and do the spiritual work we should do, then we as men should unite more and connect more, and all the things we said before, like organizing ourselves towards the morning lesson, would be a very good step. And let's see what happens. Perhaps the reality and also our work between men and women will also go to the next degree. And we don't need to help them, we need to focus on the cause, and it's always unity between men.
I agree, nothing much to add.
I also agree, we need to feel the women much more because we connect more. And yeah, it's very important because this chisaron gives the men, many men are lazy. So we need the women to really to get the men going, to get them connecting. And they play a very, very important role. If the men really feel...
what letter towards the Congress should we, as a world group, a world Kli, what letter should we write to our European friends?
בבקשה.
Please.
So now I think we are what letter should we write? Should the European has to write the world clear? I think that we are now in a state
not for the world kli, the world kli for the Europeans. Then the Europeans, what should they answer the world kli?
The world kli probably see much more after your 2 weeks here. Now he feels much more this power, this, and then I think it's so good that everyone experience this, that I'm not saying you, I'm saying we didn't reach to the point we can deliver those 8 lessons, titles. And it shows that really we, Europe needs support. Europe cannot do alone things. And then there was an understanding that without Petah Tikva, or we called it the professional friends that have experience, without that we will integrate with them, we learn from them, there will be this connection with them. And then maybe after 1-2 years, Europe can do it alone. But this integration between those friends that has years experience and between the European friends, this what Europe need, I think.
Actually, I don't know, maybe something that they are supporting us, they are trying to something that will grow up the Europe. They wanted to grow up Europe by himself. So actually, I don't know, to give support, to put all efforts together, but we are going to the goal all together, and we need for each other. We can't be separate. We need to organize one Kliolami. So I think that it should be like this.
I'm very practical, so I don't know if I would write a letter. I think what they have to feel that we take care of them. So, took your phone, call friends which you don't see on the screen, which you know for a long time. That's it.
Entiendo que ellos en la carta deberían de poner lo que están haciendo, que es apoyándonos, están pidiendo reuniones con
los... From what I understand, that in the letter we're supposed to do what you're doing, to get to meet the groups because we're a part of them and they're a part of us. This is a process of total unification. And now the time has come that Europe will also unite, and what I would expect them is to give them all our support, all our love, our intentions, and our need for Europe to change, to be much more united, and for Europe to be as an engine that pulls forward the whole world clean. So this is what we should ask them for. And for them to make a greater effort in this regard. And of course, gratitude. And to give them the confidence that we will make every possible effort in order to achieve the goal.
I think the friend named all the elements. I think, first of all, the goal of the letter should be to wake the friends up and to raise the importance. And I think the friends should feel, or the letter should express the pain of the world Kli by not being able to continue our process of unification. It should probably be stated in such a way that it is inclusive, this pain. Also Europe is part of it, but perhaps the friends cannot feel it because they're in this prison. And we should raise a prayer in this letter towards the Creator, that He is the one who arranges everything, but that we are trying to find our half shekel. And also a part of the letter should be our demand towards the European friends, because for me it feels too much.
So what should the European Kli write us back? In what inner struggle are you when you think about it? Please.
Is trying to collect what was the letter, trying to remember. What letter Europe received. Maybe I will add one sentence that truly on Europe, as Rav said, depends everything. The faith of the world. And we don't have much time. We have this urgency and importance of unity in Europe among friends. And of course, without the world clear support, it will not happen. Like an answer. I will listen to friends better.
Well, thank you very, very, very much for this great letter which you sent, and where you share your feeling about the importance of connection. So that's the letter. And we are there to serve the world Kli. So we will, we take everything into your account. We really feel your concern, and we will do exactly what you told us, and we will fulfill the world Kli. Be very thankful. Connect in Europe. Do exactly.